My name is Brian Peters, and this is my football story. Growing up playing football, I didn't start playing until 7th, 8th grade, so prior to that, it was all just parking lot games, backyard games, but it was just a pure form of the game. Just enjoyed playing quarterback, playing receiver, running, catching the ball. Playing for Pickerington Central, it was a great experience. The coaches and the culture there was extremely competitive, taught you to be passionate about the game, and they preach physicality and just really just how the game should be played, and their passion for the game was transferred to me, and then I have a lot to give to them. I was picking between a ton of different schools, transitioning. I had a lot of MAC offers, Cincinnati, and then ended up picking up Northwestern and West Virginia. Ended up pulling the trigger on Northwestern because of the athletics and academics combo. Love Coach Fitzgerald, who's still there. Love the city of Chicago, love the campus, and have no regrets about the decision at all. It took a while to develop that goal, that confidence that I could play at that level. At the time, it was more focusing on the task, get on the field playing special teams, get on the field playing defense, become a starter. And then as I rose through that process, I guess the goals were organic. I guess as I became a starter, I wanted to be All Big Ten. After I was All Big Ten, I wanted to win a bowl game. After I won a bowl game, I wanted to go play in the NFL or at least get an opportunity. So really, it was a momentum thing for me. And as I continued to play and grow on the football field at Northwestern, that dream became eventually a reality. It just took me a little longer than most. As I was leaving Northwestern, I was All Big Ten, led the Big Ten in interceptions, so I thought I'd have an opportunity as undrafted free agent. Got absolutely no calls on draft day, so I was kind of in limbo at the time. So my agent sent me out to play arena football for the Iowa Barnstormers to stay in shape for potentially being called for an NFL camp. That call never came, so I went and tried out for a UFL team, a league that doesn't even exist anymore, but was cut at the end of training camp there, which was pretty demoralizing. From there, I came back to Chicago. I was just working odd jobs at that point. So then after that, I personally sent emails to all the CFL teams, and only one team responded, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. So I played special teams and won a Grey Cup with the Saskatchewan Roughriders in the CFL, and that's where I generated enough tape, enough interest to get NFL workouts. Eventually was signed by the Minnesota Vikings, went through training camp with them, had a good training camp, thought I had an opportunity to make the team. They put me on practice squad, and then the Houston Texans signed me week 4, and I've been down here playing special teams and playing my heart out for you guys ever since.
First down, Titans at their 38-yard line, offset eye formation. Castle feeds Henry again, running to the right. He's brought down for a loss this time as the Texans read it well, and Brian Peters makes the play in the backfield.
I still kind of get caught off guard that I'm where I wanted to be at the time, but again, it's kind of a momentum thing. As you get these opportunities, your goals change, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I think I appreciate it a lot because I've played for $300 a week in the Arena Football League. I've played in negative 26 games up in Saskatchewan. I've done the entire gauntlet of football, and to play for an organization like the Houston Texans, it is truly a blessing, and I greatly appreciate it. But again, now that I'm here, I want to continue to be more and more successful, and I guess be more and more valuable to the team so that my dream continues to live on.